Headline, Garlinghouse says Ripple doesn't control XRP. History suggests otherwise. Published at 7:10 p.m., October 16, 2025. Ripple CEO Brad Garlinghouse says that people who still refer to him as the CEO of XRP or believe that Ripple is still in control of the asset need to be educated. Garlinghouse made the comment at the DC FinTech conference this week when asked about the difference between Ripple's control of XRP and its control of securities. "We need to educate these people," he said, after claiming that he still hears people refer to him as the CEO of XRP and as Ripple as the company in control of XRP. "That situation is potentially confusing given that the company paid a court settlement and Garlinghouse agreed to never dispute the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York's ruling that Ripple sold XRP in securities offerings." Ripple's institutional sales of XRP constituted the unregistered offer and sale of investment contracts in violation of Section 5 of the Securities Act. Judge Annalisa Torres wrote in a ruling that remains final after a brief appeal to the Second Circuit. Nonetheless, Garlinghouse avoided Ripple's control of XRP and securities sales at DC FinTech, describing it instead as an open-source technology. Garlinghouse continued, "We use XRP in our product stack," in an attempt to distance himself and Ripple from control over the asset. "Ripple hates to admit its power over XRP confusion about Ripple's level of control over the XRP ledger has persisted for years. Despite David Schwartz, Arthur Brito, and Jed McCaleb creating the XRP ledger on June 2, 2012, workers at Ripple restarted the entire blockchain several times during that same year. As of December 31, 2012, Ripple developers had permanently lost the first 32,569 ledgers of the blockchain, including more than 6 months of transaction history, which remain obscured today. Even years later, Schwartz would continue to admit, "The people who created XRP are pretty much the same as the people who created Ripple." By February 6, 2018, BitMEX Research found that Ripple retained control over many functions of the XRP ledger, XRPL. Despite more than 5 years of attempts at decentralizing XRP, Ripple is essentially in complete control of moving the ledger forward, BitMEX Research concluded. In addition to concluding that XRPL's distributed consensus mechanism doesn't serve a clear purpose, its analysis found that almost every XRPL node effectively hands full control over updating the ledger to the Ripple.com server. Ripple and Garlinghouse would contest this characterization and insist that the XRP ledger's consensus mechanism is decentralized. Read more. Ripple went all in on politics and gained billions people don't understand. At DC FinTech, Garlinghouse pleaded to the audience, "People don't understand. Ripple does not control XRP." He also tried to use past governance votes by XRP holders as proof that Ripple doesn't always get its way. "It takes 80% of the community approving those amendments, which, you know, Ripple doesn't have control of that." Despite a sliver of truth that Ripple doesn't literally hold 80% of the supply of XRP, the statement ignores the powerful history of the Ripple.com server and XRPL's mere 35 default unique node list DUNL validators. In contrast, Bitcoin boasts 24,700 full nodes. Furthermore, the Ripple-backed XRP Foundation controls the DUNL. Most validators opt into the DUNL. To move the XRP ledger forward, according to the Securities and Exchange Commission, each server on the network evaluates proposed transactions from a subset of servers it trusts not to defraud it, also known as the server's UNL. Ripple has previously referred to XRP coins as Ripples and its own network currency. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.